imali vele nana lento panic. That's how it works. That's how even ama value ama shares ama organizations, the value yemali ye country is run. It's about what is being said, it's about what has been experienced. You go to the main value. How much bread in the morning?
Ukuthi imali le 500 million sisetshenzisiwe ukuthenga lezi impahla ingaphela ke.
Disappointing thing is that possibly isiphelile vele bathengile. Kunomunye uMr. X othethe 200 or 4,000 liters of fuel. Uzibekile uzitshela ukuthi uzezithengisa imali edulayo. Abantu phela under panic circumstances they hoard. Without the hoarding in economy. So, Skulumanje, good amount of fuel, I beg you, but because of our experience, this is the thing that government should understand.
Sesikhangela umthelo lo osanda kwethulwa ngumnumzana Ncube lokunye nje okwenziwa nguhulumende ubonikani kuzaba lo mthelela ungcono yini kwezomnotho.
Again, I think central to what I'm saying to you is as long as no one sits abantu beZimbabwe down to explain to them why we are doing what we are doing, nothing is going to succeed. So what yini ke umthuli Ncube noMagutsha abafuna ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bayibone enhliziyweni zabo nasemehlweni abo ukuze bathi okay cool, siyafisa ukuthi sidlule enkangala sisiya lapho esiya khona ngoba sisibonisile ukuthi siya kuphi. Akufuzanga ukuthi abantu babanjwe njengamakholwa nangenkani, but inhlelo zabo zingabe zilo hlonzi. Okwehlulayo kuyikhona ukuthi abakucommunicate-anga kahle. Kulale inyakanyaka ethiwa yi-grapevine ngesilungu ongathi ngesinto bekamahungahunga. It's a very dangerous thing. Iyakhona ukudiliza into enhle. Uthi ma uhlezi nanje uze kuthiwa ubani uthi kusasa uyavuka ediliza indawo enje. Uqale nje leyo nto ibe yinkalakatha yonto igcwale zonke izo abantu bathatha ukuphanika ngento engekhoyo at all. So the most important thing, apart from ukuthi inhlelo zabo zilohlonze kumbe ngezamanga, is for them. Kufeze ukuthi babe very aggressive in terms of communicating. I don't know why they don't take that serious. Siyakwazi ukuthi hamba kuma-elections abantu banye baziwa bacomplaina. But at the end of the day, these guys, they have umuntu olwa nabo kuthi opposition. We is communicating thoroughly. Opposition is hard. They are communicating in terms of ukuletha izinto kuthiwa zimbi. Ngiyabona enye ungani ifilimu kuthiwa ungani umthuli Ncube nabomaguzi nabomnankagwa bahlanje kuthiwa yimuvi yokudiliza iZimbabwe. So they are actually very aggressive. Now, who is there ku-government or counter this thing that the opposition is doing? Umthuli Ncube akathenwanga ukuthi akhulume nabantu, uthena ukuthi alungise imali. Umagusha akathenwanga ukuthi akhulume nabantu, uthena ukuthi alungise imali. Uyabona lowo minister wakudala othiwa nguJonathan Moyo. He was very aggressive in terms of communicating. Aze agcine even ezingoma. Ezingoma. Yazikhumbula izingoma zekudala kodwa wonto mZimbabwe wonto yemini. Wagcine evala even namanye ama-programs because he wanted to send a message to the people of Zimbabwe. There is nothing like that right now.